Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second, the right fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting third, the left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth, the catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second, the shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting third, the left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth, the catcher, Al Unser. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson strikes out. There goes Moses. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Unser and he is safe. Moses steals third. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Moses scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell takes first base on ball four. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb bunts for an out with unknown description. Quell moves to second. One out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Unser settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Unser. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Quell scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth misplays the ball. That's an error on Bloodworth. Turner moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Moses strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Al Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Unser reaches second base with a double. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Turner for a passed ball. Unser moves to third. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kurtwright takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Kurtwright moves to second. Johnny Gorsica now pitching. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuccinello strikes out. There goes Kurtwright. The throw from Unser and Kurtwright is out. There goes Appling. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Unser and he is safe. Appling steals third. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Quell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Turner for a passed ball. Kramer moves to third. Hoover moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Turner for a passed ball. Kramer scores. Hoover moves to third. Wakefield moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to third for the out. Hoover scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Higgins moves to third. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Bloodworth reaches second base with a double. Higgins scores. Harris moves to third. It's 3-2, Tigers. Al Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Unser takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Gorsica is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorsica hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 0 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Turner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moses strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hoover bunts for an out with unknown description. Kramer moves to second. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Wakefield moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Kurt Wright fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Kurt Wright. Wakefield scores. Higgins goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Tigers. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth misplays the ball. That's an error on Bloodworth. Guy Kurt Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurt Wright is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Kurt Wright takes first base on ball 4. Hodgson moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gorsica fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hodgin moves to third. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 2 in the game. Cuccinello hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Unser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Gorsica is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorsica is 0 for 1 in the game. Gorsica bunts for an out with unknown description. Unser moves to second. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hoover strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Wakefield hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. York strikes out. 2 outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 2 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodgin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grove moves to second. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Curtwright strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, And the White Sox too. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Unser strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Gorsica is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorsica is 0-for-1 in the game. Gorsica strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-3 in the game. Cuccinello hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Cuccinello reaches second base with a double. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Turner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hoover hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Hoover reaches second base with a double. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Wakefield hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-4 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Orville Grove. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Tucker moves to second. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tucker scores. Moses moves to third. It's 6-3, Tigers. Hal White now pitching. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Curtwright hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Unser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hoover. Moses scores. Hodgen moves to second. It's 6-4, Tigers. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hodgen. The throw from Unser and he is safe. Hodgen steals third. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Cuccinello takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Dick Culler pinch runs for Tony Cuccinello. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Hodgin scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-5, Tigers. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.